This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. So, class, what I was saying about that real estate contract, the contract that I used was the standard county real estate contract form, the one that's been tested in every single county. There's one in your county if you live in the United States. And it's been tested and tested and tested. So it's typically a pretty good contract, but a lot of it has to do with the real estate commission and who gets paid, you know, out of the proceeds. So, you know, you might think that it's to protect you. Well, sort of. But it really is to protect the seller. And actually, when you go to a real estate agent and you say, I'm looking for a house for me or my family. And let's say there are a couple of you, husband and wife, for example, or just one of you, and you're looking for a house or property, and you're the buyer. The fiduciary relationship is not to you. Yeah, I know. You think it is because you're the one that found the realtor, and you think that realtor's working for you. That realtor's working for the seller. Because the seller is the one who pays the commission back to the realtors and the brokers. That's one thing. The other thing is, this standard addendum, it's different typeface, different another piece of paper. And so, what you can do is you can add to a contract other items. And that's what I've done. And when I said standard addendum, where do I get off saying it's a standard addendum? Well, to me, it is. It's my standard addendum. And I've never seen anyone else do that. Standard addendum, that verbiage, that language, that vernacular. With very simple, very simply stated language. All plumbing, heating, and electrical systems shall operate properly at time of closing, and the roof shall have no leaks. It's pretty clear. At the time of closing. Not 6 months after closing. But at the time of closing. And that's what the seller is representing anyway. But I want to make sure it's absolutely crystal clear. And in one contract, the seller tried to hoodwink me. And the real estate agents were in on it. And so what I did was I had a certified check in the full amount of the purchase price. And I passed that check. We were at the courthouse for this closing. The lawyers were there. Both sides of the real estate agency were there. The seller was there. My dad was there. I was there. It was a property for my dad. And I opened my briefcase and I said, here's a check in the full amount. Is this okay? Is this acceptable? And I passed it around. Everybody was grinning. Like, yeah, this is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. And I said, okay, so good. Thank you. And I took the check back, put it in my briefcase, and I pointed to my attorney. Who was my dad's attorney for closing. I said, you're fired. Nobody could believe what I just said. And I said, gentlemen, there's no closing. There will be no closing. Y'all committed fraud. And if you look at the addendum that y'all agreed to, the roof has leaks, the plumbing leaks, the electrical system, you stole the fixtures out of the house. There's wires that are bare. So the plumbing, heating, and electrical systems have been altered. The roof, you can see daylight through it, standing in the attic. There will be no closing. And my dad and I walked out. So what I'm saying is you need to protect yourself because you think your real estate agent's going to do it? You think your lawyer's going to do it? I fired the lawyer for our team right then and there in the courthouse. I don't think he's ever been fired before. He's probably 75, 80 years old. He couldn't believe it. And you know what? There were no ramifications because they knew we had him cold. Okay, so Gwyneth, any comments about that? It's real simple. You need to study, at least read a book on simple contract law. You know, basic law 101. Everyone needs to know that. And I wanted to teach that in school. I wanted the curriculum of the public school to have that in the required classes in high school. Principles of insurance, principles of banking, principles of business law, principles of ethics. And I was laughed at. So what we got is HOMO 101, 102, 201, 202, 301, 302, and 401, 402. Back to you.
Okay, if you have a government person and they are standing in front of you armed and they have a piece of paper and they are demanding, that you sign at the bottom of it. And I have been in this situation and this is what I did. You can either just write in the signature box via coercio and write it in fancy, put clear script like it would be a signature. Or you can write via coercio underneath it. You can cross out the bit about perjury and then sign your name in the box. If I was going to do this again, I would just write in fancy script in the box via coercio. That means I am being coerced, which means I'm being extorted. And nobody has permission to extort you ever. It doesn't matter what badge they carry. It doesn't matter what authority they claim to have. Nobody has the right to extort anything out of anybody else. And you can write other things like, I'm being enslaved. This sort of thing. Around the box, and if you're feeling that bold, and I did that. This is something that I have done when I have had police officers threaten me with physical bodily harm if I didn't sign on the dotted line. And I signed it, but I wrote via coercio. And if that ever comes before a judge, no judge will ever, ever say that that contract is de jure. And if they do, you appeal it. You say, this is not going to stand. And you take it to the next higher court. Above that court, and you get the judge up on corruption charges. And judges are terrified of corruption charges because they know all the skeletons that are rattling around in their closets, and they do not want them in the light of day. And if there's one corruption charge comes up, there's going to be other corruption charges that come up. And it's all going to come down for them. So as soon as they see their coercio at the bottom of a form, they are going to throw that contract out. They absolutely are.
Well, there's another term that can be used, and I have used this, and that is under duress.
Yes. Under duress. If you don't want to go fancy Latin, you can write under duress. But the advantage of via coercio is V-I-A space C-O-E-R-C-I-O is you can write that in fancy script in the box, and the cop's not going to probably know the difference, because how many cops out there speak Latin? But every judge knows what it means. Whereas if you write under duress, you might get bundled in the back of a paddy wagon and thrown around for a bit. That might happen, because every cop knows what under duress means. So you can write under duress if you like, and it means exactly the same thing. And legally, it's going to have the same effect.
Yeah, you can't be forced to enter into a voluntary agreement. And that's what under duress means, class. And that's what via coercio means. It means you're being threatened. You're being threatened with a serious threat that's really saying that I wouldn't be doing this if that gun weren't in my ear. That's what that means.
I had 6 police officers threatened to throw me in the back of a paddy wagon and drive me around for a bit. And that means with these country roads, they're not going to take they don't put a seat belt on you, and they don't take the corners very well, and they'll take the roughest, toughest, bumpiest bush country tracks. And you will be half dead by the time you get to the station.
Or completely dead, as has happened many times here in the United States.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, they handcuff you behind your back for their safety, and maybe allegedly for your safety, so you don't hit yourself with the handcuffs. And then sometimes they take you down to the next floor where you walk down a flight of municipal steps, which have those steel treads on the concrete steps. And a lot of time people fall, you know, while they're trying to walk down the steps. And they fall down a flight of steps, and sometimes they break their necks. You know, Gwyneth, you sent me a video from news, ABC, I believe it was, in Australia. And yep. This video was of a plastics manufacturing company. They've got a tall smokestack. And it looked like the chimney was on fire. This thing looked like a blowtorch. Seriously. And it looked like this chimney was going to... Well, these are not my words. The newscaster was saying that the officials were afraid that this thing was going to fall down onto a hydrogen tank. And there would be a big explosion. I mean, y'all remember the Hindenburg, right? Germany stopped making dirigibles lighter than air ships with helium because of what happened at Lakehurst Naval Ammunition Station in 1939 when the Hindenburg, lighter than air ship. So there was this massive, massive fire. We had the train derailment with plastic and vinyl chloride in Ohio. A couple days ago, there was another derailment in Florida. This one was with sheetrock and propane gas. And I looked at the tracks. They're in absolute disrepair, according to my way of looking at them. And I want to know where the homo is. Where is Homo Pete? Where is he? He's a transportation secretary.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we've had some catastrophes recently. United States and Australia, and today there was a report of two trains in Greece, a head-on collision. Two large trains, head-on collision. How's that happen? That means one's got to be going toward the other, on the same track. How does that happen? That's if you look at the pictures of some of these catastrophes, you can see that in the United States, our rails are in terrible shape. They really are. They're really in terrible shape. Especially if you look at the train derailment in Florida, you can actually see the images. They had some drones flying overhead, and you can look down on the tracks and see. They're rotten. They're rotten. Where is our transportation secretary? Now, is he taking another 6 months off to bottle feed his adopted babies? Has he done that? I mean, where is he? Where is he? Where is it in at any position in the world other than the U.S. government where you can be AWOL and it's okay and nobody goes looking for you? We're falling down. We're literally falling down. And we ain't going to be able to get up. Our mayors are pitiful. You look at the mayor like Lori Lightfoot. Crime is out of control. Murder's out of control. And she doesn't get it. It takes the people a long time to get rid of these parasites. And by the way, these are all my opinions. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word that you hear, see, or read in any media. Don't believe it. Don't believe anything until you verify and cross-verify and verify again with your own eyes. Gwyneth, as an environmental scientist, what are your thoughts about these calamities, these catastrophes, and what do we do about it? Vinyl chloride, setting it on fire, creating phosgene gas, a chemical gas banned for all wars. It was used by the Germans in World War I, new way of executing people. That's what they did, phosgene gas. And then the Americans were, you know, okay, you want to do that? All right, we can do the same thing. Flamethrowers, you know, setting people on fire with flamethrowers. It's pretty horrific stuff. I guess we can't play nicely with each other. We've got to destroy and try to steal other people's stuff. Keeps going on and on. What, Gwyneth, are you concerned about dioxin around the planet as a result of this and the manufacturing process of paper products, of coffee filters, of I'm wondering if Q-tips, I don't know this for a fact, but I was thinking this morning, Q-tips, I wonder if they contain dioxins. I don't know. Class, you have to do your own research. I don't know. It's just a thought. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts about how we are managing or mismanaging the planet?
I think it's atrocious. I think it's absolutely atrocious. I don't want to be around people. I was at this Bible study, you know, just now, just a few hours ago, and they're all nice people, but they haven't got a clue what's going on. They really, really haven't. And they know the world's falling apart, but they don't know the mechanics of it. And I don't think you could explain it to them, except that I say to them, listen, it comes down to this. The people who think they run the show are a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. And they couldn't disagree with me. But they're still going to do their World Council of Churches prayer meeting, their Bible Society prayer meeting on Friday. You know, talk about how we're going to pick up all the plastic off the sea. And meanwhile, the whole planet is being poisoned by dioxin. And it's just this bloom that spread all the way from Ohio to Newfoundland. And you get to stop at Newfoundland and not go on to Britain and Europe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. The people of Chicago, Illinois have spoken, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot will no longer lead the Windy City. Some of her concession speech last night, the Democrat mayor.
I spoke directly to young people of color who look like me and to every kid who felt like I did when I grew up. And I'm going to do that again tonight. I told you back then that anything is possible with hard work. And I want you to know that no matter what happens along the way, You should always believe that.
Since no one candidate got 50% of the vote, voters will return to the polls for a runoff between the top two vote-getters on April 4th. Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson will face off in the April mayoral runoff election. NASA and SpaceX will try again early Thursday morning to launch the Crew 6 to the International Space Station, 12:30 in the morning, Eastern. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you might have thought that maybe I was overreacting when I said I won't talk to people. I won't correspond with people. I don't want anything to do with people who are supporting this regime that is destroying our country and the regimes who are destroying the world. You know, people who vote for these people, they think their vote counts and they support this insanity. I'm talking about the endless spending into oblivion, which we said would cause hyperinflation, and it has. And then the same people who did this say, really? So you think that the spending is linked to hyperinflation? You really think that? Of course it is. A first day business student who sits in Economics 101 learns this. Everybody knows this. Supply and demand. They know that if you create currency out of thin air, it's inflationary. It's happened over and over throughout history. Same thing. Same thing. Different day. Same thing. So here we have people who have big titles and little brains. Small brains. Tiny brains. And just because someone is a mayor doesn't mean they deserve to be there. Just because someone's a mayor doesn't mean that they should be promoted. There's something called the Peter Principle. The Peter Principle, and you can look it up, it is an individual tends to be promoted to his highest level of incompetency. What does that mean? So, and I'm just using his, okay? It could be his, it could be her. When I was told, if you don't know, when I was learning English, and I was taught that if you don't know, you assume his, or him, or he. But it doesn't mean that. It just means you're using that instead of unknown. So, the Peter Principle means that a person could do a good job. This is an example of the Peter Principle. A person could be doing a good job as a janitor. And then the boss says, wow, you know, he's doing a great job. He sweeps the floors. Floors look kind of nice. You know, the other guy, his assistant, quit. Why don't we promote him to the head of the custodial department? And then he does that okay. And then they say, you know what, maybe we should promote him to the maintenance department. He could be in charge of maintenance. And that would be fixing machinery. That could be patching the roof. That could be, you know, maintaining the property, the buildings, the equipment, etc. And let's say he does that really well. And then there's an opening for president of the company. And they say, you know what? He's been here a while. Let's promote him to president. And he falls flat on his face. And the company goes bankrupt. Because he was promoted to his highest level of incompetence. Now, what is that? Well, just look at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Would you say that the person in the big chair was promoted to his highest level of incompetence? Would you say Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, was promoted to her highest level of incompetence? Would you say that people in corporate America have been promoted to their highest level of incompetence, like Disney, where they find out that the last guy was better than the current guy, and the current guy is a flop, and they had to throw him out, but they had to give him a golden parachute and pay him millions and millions and millions of dollars just to leave? Those are examples of the Peter Principle. Gwyneth, did you learn the Peter Principle in your studies at all?
I wasn't told anything about that. But it makes perfect sense, you know, and add to the fact, as Rich Steven is so fond of saying, bribes and payoffs and nepotism into the mix, and there you go. The truth of it is that these people like Lori Lightfoot and Biden and all the other criminals, they've never had to manage anything. They couldn't manage a chicken pen, you know. They couldn't manage out of paper bag. All they do is con people. And I'm sick of it. Absolutely. I don't want to be around people, you know. The people, the prayer meeting, they're all nice people. But Jesus got one thing, we got everything absolutely right. He was on the earth. But the particular thing that I think that he got absolutely 100% correct, called followers sheep. I was so fed up with sheep. I'm so fed up with sheep. If I have to be a sheep, I'm going to be a mooflaw. That's what I tell people. I'm going to be a big horn. If I have to be a sheep, I'm going to be a big horn. You know what the difference is between a big horn and most other sheep? The big horn lives up on the mountaintop. That's what he looks after himself. He's still a sheep, but he knows how to look after himself. And his chances of getting eaten by wolves are pretty darn slim. Probably not going to get eaten by a wolf, because he will see the wolf coming from his mountain perch, and he's either going to attack or get out of there. That's the difference. So if Jesus says all of his followers are sheep, I'll say fine. But if I'm a sheep, I'm a bighorn, or I'm a mooflaw. I'm not one of these little guys in the pasture next to the lake. You know? And I've told Jesus that. He hasn't disagreed with me. So, the thing is, when you're a sheep, your reliance on a shepherd, a domestic type sheep, your reliance on a shepherd, and there's always the danger of wolves. There's always the danger that the guy that you think is your shepherd is going to turn around and eat you one day. That's it. That's how sheep farming goes. The whole point of it is lamb trucks, you know, and wool. So, you know, if you think that everything's okay because you're a sheep and you're in a nice pasture, you've got a lovely stream, you know, you got to take account of the fact that sooner or later you're going to get eaten and shorn. That's it. So, if you feel like, you know, that it is a matter of sheep and goats, then be a mountain sheep and look after yourself. Be a mooflaw. Be a bighorn. Look after yourself. Rely on God. Because the mooflaw and the bighorn still rely on God. Be their shepherd. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. You know, Gwyneth, I was doing some tractor therapy for the last few days on the campground and getting it ready. And I've been thinking the same thing over and over and over again. And you said it in slightly different words, but you said the same thing about you don't want to be around people. And I don't want to be around people. Now, there's a saying attributed to Mark Twain. And that saying is, the more I see of some folks, the more I like my dog. Or, the more people I meet, the better I like my dog.
Yeah.
Mark Twain. That's attributed to Mark Twain. And I've been saying that to myself over and over and over again in the last several days. So I looked up the definition of the Peter Principle. Okay. So here's an official definition. The Peter Principle and concept is a concept in management developed by Lawrence J. Peter, which observes that people in a hierarchy tend to rise to a level of respective incompetence. Employees are promoted based on their success in previous jobs until they reach a level at which they are no longer competent. So that is another way of saying people are promoted to their highest level of incompetence, which is what I said. And that's what happens. And then when a person gets promoted to his highest level of incompetence, the big cheese, the big boss, the head knocker, doesn't say, whoa, did we mess up? We never should have done that. This guy is way over his head. So what do? They leave him there. They leave him there because no one wants to admit that they messed up by promoting people to their highest level of incompetence. And that's what we have in our government. Top to bottom, left to right. That's what we have. That's why our school system is destroyed. That's why our tax system is unfair. That's why the legal system is broken. That's why the regulatory system is broken. That's why people who accept and proclaim and swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution internally and externally don't get prosecuted for violating their oath of office. Because everything is broken. And even the highest court in the land said, y'all don't have to tell the truth when you're all campaigning. You can lie. You have the Constitution that says you have the right to free speech. So if you want to all lie, go ahead. George Santos, perfect example of a lying, serial lying, counterfeit resumed person. He made it all up. He says he's Jewish. No, he's not Jewish. His lineage was Holocaust victims. No, they weren't. He had jobs on Wall Street. No, he didn't. He just lied about everything. He is a serial swindler. And yet, he's at one of the highest levels of our government. And why is it that the rest of those swindlers in our government don't ostracize him? Why is it that they haven't said, committee, are you kidding? We don't have any committee appointments for you. As a matter of fact, we ran out of chairs. As a matter of fact, we ran out of sofas for you to entertain your homosexual buddies in your private office. As a matter of fact, we can't even find the door to your private office. I don't think we got one for you, George. Have they done any of that? No. The United States of America is a laughingstock. An intergalactic laughingstock.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you can try this. You can type in George Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, comma fraud. And you might get the same results that I just got. George Santos was questioned by U.S. Secret Service in 2017. Credit card fraud probe. George Santos lied to a judge in 2017 in bid to help a family friend. George Santos, accused of Ponzi scheme he worked, was 100% what? He worked a Ponzi scheme. Then it says Brazilian authorities intend to revive fraud case against George Santos. It just goes on and on, a timeline of Representative George Santos fabrications and controversy. Just look it up. Look it up yourself. That's what we've got in Congress. Guy who lied his way into Congress and the GDP endorsed, supported, and voted for him. And no one has shown him the door. Mayor Pete, AWOL, no one has shown him the door. Now, both of these guys, George Santos, you can see him in a dress. He's a drag queen. Then we put another guy in the nuclear waste department, a full-fledged drag queen. This administration, it looks like they are looking under every rock for every pervert they can find. This is nuts. Do you really want your children to go to a public training camp where they have drag queens, female impersonators, homos, indoctrinating your children? Is that what you want? Is that what you're willing to pay over $12,000 a year for in public K through 12 education? You need to homeschool your children. You need to get out of Dodge class. You really need to. There's a remote possibility, a very remote possibility that some land may be available for sale right near the Finelli Farm, Natural Farms, right near us. I mean real close. It's not on the market. If you're interested, send me an email immediately with your phone number. If you're interested. It's going to cost some money. It's going to cost a lot of money. Somewhere around $250,000. It can be between 80 and 120 acres. So the price is going to be somewhere around $250,000 to $350,000. Are you interested? If you're absolutely positively serious, let me know immediately. This potential will evaporate very quickly. Very quickly. So only those who can do it and want to do it need to send me an email. Otherwise, just forget it. And it's not going to be a couple acres. It's going to be between 80 and 120. Gwyneth, I feel really bad for our children. I feel so bad for them because they will not have the opportunities that has been stolen from them by the government and corporations and the conspiracies of the government and corporations. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that you're right. I really do. And I certainly don't want to be around people. I'm just about crying here because, you know, going into town, seeing what I know, seeing what I see, seeing people sleepwalking into destruction, and little things, everybody slips up. But being around people, you just, you know, you get, there's a group thing, and every one of us on little matters inevitably gets sucked into the group thing. And then you look back afterwards and you think, what just happened there? You know? And then you go out of it and you said, what was that about? Do you know what I mean? And that's the other reason I don't want to be around people.
Let me give you an example.
Let me
give you an example. There are people.
And then what the freaking whatever.
Gwyneth, let me give you an example. We know that dioxins are in the air. Okay, there are people who are. Look, I just want to have fun. I don't want to think about it. I want to have fun. I want to go and buy whatever I want. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have fun and not think about the consequences of their actions. That's what people are doing. They are sleepwalking. They are sleepwalking themselves into the grave. And, you know, it's as simple as this. You can tell a smoker, you can say, you really want to get lung cancer? Do you really want to die of a heart attack? Because that's what you're doing. You are programming your body to die. And you will die sooner than if you knock it off. They'll go, yeah, I know. And they take another cigarette out and suck it into their lungs. This is insanity. There are people that are so stupid, as Dr. Shealy paraphrased, they're too stupid to be alive. There are people who are diabetics and they won't put down the sugar, the candy, the bread, the pasta, the donuts. They won't stop until their feet get cut off. Thank you so much for being with us. Right.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.